Admiral sitting there, Admiral King and his son, for some reason or other, didn't get along, and I don't know why. And Mrs. King was not privy to what he was doing when he went anyplace, particularly. She never went with him on any tours that he went. She stayed in Washington when he was out of that area, all through his career, practically.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably from senior commander on up.
The family stayed in their home.
Yeah.
Did you think he was... Did he enjoy having people come and see him in the condition he found himself, or was he less interested in having them visit or having visitors? Because he knew his condition had deteriorated, obviously.
Well, the people that had been with him in tight situations, his eyes would light up, and it was fine. He liked those. But
who were some of those people?
I can't really remember. But the ones that were coming in just to say how do you do, that he didn't like, he'd just grunt and wouldn't go into a conversation, and
mm-hmm.
his physical appearance and the fact that he'd had a stroke, why, they never knew the difference, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they just attributed it to the fact that he'd been sick. And,
mm-hmm.
But the ones that he liked, why, they would swing into the routine and they'd do the talking old times about this, that, when they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd just sit in his chair and just cackle with the memories type business.
Mm-hmm.
We had to make each year, we made a trip down through the South in a plane. We had a steward and a hospital corpsman and myself. And we'd go to old friends of his and live with them for, sometimes 3 days or so. He would be in their homes with the steward and the hospital corpsman. And I'd have to, the steward was with him in the home. The hospital corpsman would be out in the motel with me someplace.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of those? The people that he did visit when you make these trips?
I don't remember the names.
Mm-hmm. Had they been friends through the years that he would go visit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
People that he had stayed with before and would welcome him?
Shipmates type things, or wife of shipmates that had died.
Mm-hmm.
He'd stay there for a couple of days. I think the longest ones were visits were down in Jacksonville in quarters down there, and being an aviator type, there were a lot of people retired in that area that he knew, and they would come in
mm-hmm.
and see him at the quarters. But there was some place in North Carolina that we stayed with a Supply Corps admiral for 3 or 4 days. I can't remember who it was, but they apparently were bosom buddies over the years for some reason. I don't know why, but they sure were friends, and I got stuck in between them on the conversations because both were deaf, and I would have to translate from one to the other, sitting on a cassock in between the two of them, but they would they'd get the gist of what was going on.
Mm-hmm. So even though he was unable to speak, and also then very hard of hearing, or absolutely deaf by this time?
He had a hearing aid.
Yes.
And he wasn't completely deaf at all. He used it as a thing that could turn off conversation unless that he was interested in what was going on.
Mm-hmm. But even under those conditions, he obviously wanted to go visit his friends.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Yes, very definitely.
The hospital would release him? Only with the corpsman along, evidently, or was this...
The first year we went without a corpsman. The second year I insisted that we take the corpsman.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want the responsibility, neither did the people that he was visiting want the responsibility. I don't know what... I know that my predecessor didn't take a corpsman, but it scared me.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, did he continue to do this right up until the time he died? Was he able to get out? And
he went on one trip, I think, after I was relieved. And no more. He only lived about a year after I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who had the job didn't like it. I don't know. It wasn't a good scene between that fellow and the Admiral, I know that.
Mm-hmm. What was your relationship with him? How was that? Can you describe that for us?
Well, I think he was satisfied with what I did, and his best friend, really, was my wife. You want to cut that off?
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about your relationship with the Admiral, how you felt personally.
Well, I liked him very much and felt frustrated that I didn't know more about what he had done. I worked under him in the Atlantic Fleet, and of course, when he was the CNO, we were under him, but I never knew him on active duty.
Mm-hmm.
But the man and his ideas came through, even though he was not able to really talk. You had to express it in your own words, and if he agreed, why, he nodded his head. He took the speech therapy at Philadelphia, but he got mad with him and left after the third week, I think it was. So he had 3 weeks of speech therapy after a stroke.
Did it help at all? Did you notice any change?
He had been up there before I relieved.
I see.
His speech was very, very bad.
What kind of correspondence was he getting at this period that you would handle?
Old letters from old friends, letters from people who were fleet commanders at that time, or people who had worked for him and kept in touch, and people that loved the guy in active duty. A lot of them, of course, were retired, but there were still some fairly senior active duty officers who were tell him what they were doing and this sort of business. And of course, he got all kinds of letters from civilians wanting to come and see him and talk with him. And they'd been on some ship or other and under his command, and could they come in and say how he did? Wasn't anything really. Some big thing to solve at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fan mail or crank mail. There was crank mail too. because he wasn't a friend of everybody by any manner of means. Mm-hmm. And somebody, I suspect, would sit down, have a few drinks, and say, I'm going to call that man out, and they'd write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to answer those. I would read it before it got there, and I never saw it again. I didn't see it looking in the trash basket, it would have been ripped up.
Mm-hmm. Did he, for those that wanted, say, to come and see him, that he didn't know, people he didn't know, did he just refuse?
Or yes, at that time.
At that time, yeah. He would not see basically friends then that would come to see him.
Yeah.
During that period. Do you have any other personal observations or anecdotes, reminiscences that you, thinking back, would either show his character or his personality?
Well, I think the fact that he was glad to see his old friends, he wasn't on any crusade or anything. Certainly was delighted to see the people. I really don't remember who they were, but most of them were pretty famous people that came in there. Some of the best of reporters, editors of magazines and that sort of thing would drop by. But no, I can't say I can give you anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that he liked, yes. Anybody that he'd had any friction with, no.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any displays of temper at this time? I mean, was he still...
Sure, when I didn't have the proper answer to a letter, I got the, God damn it, I'm going to go fix that up. He'd display it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He had it.
But if he came to your home, he also then must have valued your friendship as well. As your wife had just said, that he did spend time with you in your home, with your children.
Well, that was for the afternoon nap. He wouldn't take it in the hospital. He went to different places in the Washington area with old friends, and he would get a nap in those houses.
Hmm.
With us at that particular time, we had a two-story house. I had to stay in the office. Stay in the office, and he would drive over to our house out in Chestnut Hills in Arlington somewhere. And my wife would have to assist him up the stairs to the bed along with the driver, and they'd sit